As Alice Riddy sits in the recliner in her bedroom, Camille Yvette Welsh shares a poem she wrote inspired by Riddy's life.
Here goes nothing, lady. Portrait of the artist as an old woman, for Alice Riddy. Here you are again, the smartest girl in the class, the jewel in the paper crown, voices of books still ringing in your head. Omissions are not accidents. You, artist and technician of fragment, foot, mouth, eye.
Welsh met Riddy 15 years earlier when she was writing an article about Riddy's art. Poems from life brought them back together.
Those familiar songs and your curiosity, always there, like knowing.
Oh, I have tears of joy.
I'm glad.
Poems from Life, a collaboration between the Pennsylvania Center for the Book and Juniper Village at Brookline Senior Living, pairs residents at Juniper with area poets. After getting to know the residents they've been paired with, poets are tasked with telling that person's story in a one-page poem. When it came time to choose which resident she'd like to be paired with, Welsh immediately recognized Riddy's name. She was familiar with Riddy's artistic work in collage and knew she wanted to write about her. This time, in a poem instead of an article.
It was interesting working with Alice because she's been telling her story in really interesting ways throughout her whole life. And I thought, okay, it'd be interesting kind of see what could I bring to that? Someone who has selected creative expression as such a central part of her life.
As a tribute to Riddy's art, Welsh tried to incorporate the idea of collage into her poem. She blended her words with the words of Riddy and authors Riddy was fond of. Even the title of her poem, Portrait of the Artist as an Old Woman, is a nod to James Joyce. Katie Kensinger, Senior Director of Community Relations for Juniper Village at Brookline, came up with the idea for Poems from Life after reviewing information Juniper had collected about each resident's life history.
I was just struck by the power of the lives that these people have led. It was just incredible, and you would never know it unless you would dig a little deeper.
She knew she wanted to tell these people stories, but she wasn't sure how. Elisa Cahoy, assistant director of the Pennsylvania Center for the Book, suggested using poetry. Why?
Poetry has this amazing capacity to just capture, in very few words, something very large and emotional and impactful.
Tomorrow night, Juniper Village will host an event where poets share the poems they've written with the residents, their families, and members of the community. This will be the event's second year. Kensinger says the event is a celebration of the residents' lives, and it's an outgrowth of this collaboration, one that she says Juniper cherishes.
I think for Juniper, it was just such an exciting collaboration to have these really first-class poets come to our community and give life to the memories and experiences of the people living in our community. It's just such a special, beautiful, heartwarming evening.
And what do the residents think about Poems from Life? Riddy shares what touched her most about Welsh's poem.
That she understood me. That I communicated.
I'm Addison Godfrey, WPSU.